when the Lord says we can trust him, that doesn't mean that we will avoid all mud puddles, all trials. Sometimes, and very frequently, the Lord's plan consists of our going through all the garbage and hanging in there with him, because by going through some of these trials, everything's going wrong with the house. I mean, we've got this mammoth, whatever type of a bill might be. How are we going to pay it? On and on and on. And you're wondering how it's all going to work. The Lord says, now come and trust me. And as you relax in him, you do what you can, and you have a big expense, and you go through it. But somehow, as all the things are going wrong, there's a peace in your life, which normally shouldn't be there, speaking humanly. And when you come out the other end, it's amazing. As you go down the road and stop and look back, and you say, wow, look what's happened. And actually, it only happens as you go through all the garbage, because oftentimes when we go through these trials, it gives us an opportunity of really trusting the Lord. And oftentimes, a lot of the things that he doesn't want us to be holding on to fall off, which frees us up. We don't realize it, but it frees us up. So whatever he's doing, and he does it at custom jobs, so I'm just telling you one hypothetical example, but he does it in different ways. All kind of trials that you're going through, things that are just going to cause you anxiety of all type, give it to the Lord and get into the peace that is his. Do what you can, but do it peacefully and move on. And watch how the Lord works. So we have to be willing to go through things that are troubling, that are causing pain. We have to be willing to do that so that when we come out the other side, we're still following in God's plan for our lives. It's a real powerful lesson that he's teaching us if we just listen and heed.